Good evening, amazing New Jersey Edge, the sparkling single sisters and brothers of the Garden State Church. Buenas noches a todos. I trust that it's not too late to say Happy New Year. My name is Raiola, also known as Rice. And just a little bit about me. So allow me please to introduce or reintroduce myself. I will pull up some slides here. I was born in Manhattan and baptized in Brooklyn as a teenager. And I spent my disciple years based in various places in Brooklyn, in Kenya, Ethiopia, Rwanda, Zambia, Central Jersey, and now Hudson County. I live in the beautiful peninsula of Bayonne, New Jersey, with the people you see here on screen. From the right, that's my wife, Georgianne. So Georgianne and Raiola, together we are Granola. And in the middle there is our son, Paul. So that's the three of us. And I hope that we all had a wonderful time during the holidays, bringing in the new year, and also so far in this month of January. Sorry, one second. All right. There we go. All right, so over the holidays, I attended a white elephant party. That's what I'm trying to say. And as I maneuver and negotiate my slides. So my family and I were invited by the Redeemer's Life Team with a promise of lots of food. And so how could I say no? It was awesome. There was great food. There were amazing people. And then came the white elephant portion of the evening. And you know, white elephant always has a lot of drama. But just in case there wasn't enough drama, Alma appointed herself as the running commentator, but more of an instigator than just a commentator. And there were cool items. I mean, cool gifts there. Peter went home with a foot massage machine. And so I'm guessing that Peter has some very well massaged feet right now. There was a nice, I think it was a pillow or a blanket or something. There was an alarm clock. So Rick got that alarm clock and immediately he fell in love with his brand new alarm clock. There was a gift card. There were a bunch of things. And there was also a kit of men's soap and deodorant. And Lord knows I need that. And I nailed that kit. I got it until a brother took it off me. But that's okay. God is good. And I got something super cool in place of that kit. I got a $10 bill. I swiped that bill off of Damaris. Probably wasn't the most friendly thing to do to a person who is hosting us in her home and feeding us. But it was all within the rules of the game and all within the rules of Alma, the instigator. And the $10 also meant that I had enough money to get home. I had enough money to get gas to get home. It was an amazing time, and I just hope that for all of us, we had a wonderful time over the holidays. And that was then, but this is now. I'm humbled to be here tonight, humbled that the Devo Committee asked me to speak. And the good thing about getting to speak is that even if my message makes no sense to anyone else, at least for me, as I get to speak, I get to remind myself of some things. The full title of my message is Go in the Strength You Have, Victory in 2023. I have 2 points this evening, if I can get through them. And if I don't get through both points in the time that the Devo Committee gave me, then we'll just have 1 point or 1.5 points or whatever we have at the point where my time is up. So let's start with point number one. How was 2022 for you? For me, my 2022 highlight was the World Discipleship Summit in Orlando. And I was there for 12 days, 12 wonderful days. Got there before the summit started, stayed for all the back-to-back tracks, and then stayed for a couple days afterwards, after the summit had ended. And it was truly a summit, according to the definition, a mountaintop experience. I ran into some Jersey singles while I was there. There we have Miss Clara. It was awesome. We were both actually in the same hotel, and so it was easy to keep running into each other. I saw Greg Daniels right there, and I also ran into Shanna. Now, if you look at this picture, you can see how focused Shanna looks, because Shanna had vowed that at that summit, she was going to focus solely on God, not go on any dates, but just focus on God. David somehow seems to have missed that memo that Shanna wanted to only go on only focus on God, during the Orlando summit. It was great, though. I know others of you were there. I ran into Benita, ran into Nicole as well, and Quadri and I were in touch. We didn't actually see each other, but Quadri gave me great information about where I could get food, and you know that is very important information. Then also at the summit, it was awesome. I got to meet just a bunch of old friends. In this picture is just a bunch of people with whom Granola used to be involved in the ministry and on the mission field in one way or another. And awesome, awesome to see them again and be together for those few days. Here is my brother-in-law, William. William is married to Georgianne's sister. All right, so he and I married sisters. So he's my brother-in-law. He lives in Kenya. He's an evangelist, and he's a practicing architect. At the summit, there was a graduation of the Rocky Mountain School of Theology. And so William was one of those who graduated, and so he graduated with a master's degree, and there's a picture of him also with Dr. Steve Kennard, who's one of the instructors at the Rocky Mountain School of Theology. And the worship singing was just, it was off the charts. The worship singing, the worship song leading. On the Wednesday night, there was a concert. It was amazing, all right? I'm just trying to look for more words to say amazing. Just fill in the blank. Amazing, awesome, incredible, the best, off the charts. The classes were incredible with an amazing variety of different topics. It was really something special. And then apart from that, for me, it was a great time to meet my publishers for the first time. I had never met them. These handsome gentlemen right here on the left and the right, they're part of the Greater Houston Church. And it was great to meet them. And then here on the left in this picture is Crescenda Jones. We might know her. She used to be in New Jersey. She's now in Florida. So she's written three incredible books, a book on mind-powered singles, a book on emotional intelligence, and another book, I forget the name and the theme, emotional healing, that's it. And then over here, me and my iClicker are, oh, there we go. Wow, it actually works. All right, and so here is Fernando Alejandro, and I believe he may have spoken to the Jersey Edge a little while ago, and he's the author of the book, Singles Ministry Can Change the World. Then in the bottom left there is, I'm with Roger Lamb, the one and the only Roger Lamb. He and his wife, Marsha, they've written at least two books that I'm aware of. And also before he retired, he was the director of KNN that used to put out videos that would go to the church throughout every corner of where the church is. And then also was the director of the website Disciples Today. And then next, there's Guy Hammond. And so Guy Hammond, he's written many books, and he leads the Strength in Weakness Ministry. He's Canadian. He lives in Canada. And since my wife is Canadian, Georgianne is Canadian, so I just love Canadians. And Guy is a great brother and a great Canadian. Then as well, there's Scott Davis, and he's written an incredible book on prayer. So it was really awesome meeting my publishers, but also just getting to meet other authors and just interact with them. I got to meet new people. People actually bought the book. Some might have been out of sympathy. They said, let's just put him out of his misery. Let's get a copy. But you know, there's people here from Las Vegas, from California, Chicago, Iowa. Like someone from Iowa bought my book. I'm like, I'm on the map right here. And so it was exciting. The book actually sold out. And so now the publishers are working on a reprint. The reprint is going to have some additional extra material. And so as part of the reprint, there's also, I've included an ode to our dear sister, Nicole Bennett, our beloved Nicole Bennett, who was part of us here in the New Jersey Edge and has gone before us to be with the Lord. And so for me, really, the summit was my highlight. That was my highlight. And to be honest, after that, for me at least, the year felt like it was mostly downhill, various challenges, and not the most amusing of years for me, I'll say, to be quite honest, until, of course, the White Elephant Party, and that brought back some laughter and some joy right there, and it came with $10 cash. Now, another event that I thought was a huge highlight was that in our sister congregation in Baltimore, Cherie Gale was appointed a teacher, and that was on December the 18th. She is single, she is a woman, and she was appointed to this ecclesiastic office with all the responsibility and authority that comes with it. So for me, I just salute Cherie for her faith, her intellect, and her 100% heart for God and for God's church. And so how was 2022 for you? From last year coming into this year, 22 may have been or had a sense of great achievement, accomplishment, and fulfillment. And on the other hand, maybe it wasn't quite that. Maybe 2022 felt more of a disappointment, discouragement, or even defeat. I believe that we are at different points tonight as we embark on the remaining amazing 11 months of 2023. But let's jump into the scriptures. And here in Judges 6, this is abridged. So it's Judges 6, 1-6. It's not all the verses. Because of time, I just wanted to key in on the verses that I want to focus on. But you can read it in your Bible. Make sure I'm not lying. This is what the Bible says. And so Judges 6, 1-6 abridged. The power of Midian was so oppressive. They did not spare a living thing for Israel. They invaded the land to ravage it. Midian so impoverished the Israelites that the Israelites cried out to the Lord for help. And when God's people turn to him and cry out to him, God listens. So what happened next? After the Israelites begged God for help in this terrifying and terrorizing situation, well, what happens next? We'll jump to verse 14. The Lord turned to Gideon and said, "Go in the strength you have and save Israel out of Midian's hand. Am I not sending you?" "Pardon me, my Lord," Gideon replied, "but how can I save Israel? My clan is the weakest, and I'm the least in my family." The Lord answered, "I will be with you, and you will strike down all the Midianites, leaving none alive." And so God tells Gideon here that indeed the obstacles and the opposition were imposing and intimidating. But God says, "Hey, stop hiding and get going. Go in the strength you have." In the same vein, I personally think that today God is telling the awesome New Jersey Edge that indeed the health challenges that lie before us are imposing and intimidating. The financial challenges that we face every day, the workplace challenges that are ever present, the relational challenges that we constantly encounter, the family challenges that keep rearing their head, the academic challenges that are very real for those of us who are in school or in training, the spiritual challenges that come one after another. These challenges in our lives for every one of us, they seek to rob us of our energy, our creativity, and our unity. And these challenges are indeed imposing and intimidating. And I believe that God is saying, though, "I will be with you." So go face these challenges in the strength you have and claim victory in 2023. But while God is saying that, you might be thinking, "Well, how can I expect much of 2023 when I didn't get that much out of 2022? You might be thinking, "Listen, I don't want to set myself up for the same heartbreak and disappointment that I had last year by dreaming again in this new year." I think that's a valid sentiment, personally. I think that's valid. But I do want to say this, though, Don't get held back by thoughts of what you did not achieve last year. Instead, embrace God's message to Gideon. And what is that message? The message is that how it has been until now is not how it will be from now on. How it has been looking back is not how it will be going forward. Now, others of us might be feeling, hey, 2022 was amazing. It was all that I'd hoped for and more. I'm happy for you if that's where you are. It's beautiful that you had such a wonderful year. And if 2022 for you was great, and now you're ready for the new year, you're excited, you're on fire, then please do this one thing. Please take your inspiration and pass it on and pass it around. Please take your candle and light the candles of those around you. On that note, I'd like to share this song, and some of you might know it. It's called Carry Your Candle.
There is a candle in every soul, some brightly burning, some dark and cold. There is a spirit who brings a fire, ignites a candle and makes his home. So carry your candle, run to the darkness, seek out the hopeless, confused and torn, and hold out your candle for all to see it. Take your candle and go light your world. Take your candle and go light your world. Light his own candle some other way. See now your sister, she's been robbed and lied to. Still holds a candle without a flame. So carry your candle, run to the darkness, seek
and pour.
Hold out your candle.
In keeping with this song, as I said earlier, if your 2022 was a big positive and brought you into this year with joy, with energy, great faith, and lots of excitement, please take your candle and light the candles of those around you. So how will it be in 2023? That's our second point. And it looks like my points are all questions. Maybe I've been watching Jeopardy for too long. But that's my second point. How will it be in 2023? And we'll see how far we get with this point before I hit the time limit. But that's my question. How will it be in 2023? This year is a blank slate. It's a new page, a new chapter, and a new story for you to write. So here I have six quick tips for victory in 2023, all right? And I'm going to try and be quick. Stay positive. That is the first quick tip. Stay positive. It's no fun feeling weak or being stuck in a rut. And if you're not careful, it's easy after a while to start to maybe beat yourself up and get down on yourself. At least that's what happens to me. But please don't do that. Don't be hard on yourself. Don't look down on yourself. Instead, look up at God. Let me ask you, what is this? You can write it in the chat. What is this? What do you see there in the middle of your screen? Okay, I see some amens. Awesome. Overlapping circles, all right? Anything else that you see here? Donut. STC's a donut, all right? Yep. Victoria, donut, sprinkles. Ah, yummy donut. All right. So I see a donut too. All right. A pink donut. Oh, okay. All right. So I see a donut too. Now, one person wrote this, but my question is, how come we didn't say there's a hole? I see a hole. One person did. At least I saw one. At least for me, when I see this, I think of, oh, high fructose corn syrup. Okay. That's what Jordan wrote. So when I see this, I see the donut. Actually, I start to salivate. That's what happens. But the thing is, we focus on the donut because we're focused on the substance of the donut rather than saying, I look and I see a hole. And I think it's the same thing in life and the same thing in 2023. Don't focus or get down about the holes, about the gaps, about what you don't have and what hasn't worked out. Don't focus and get down on that. Instead, focus on what you do have that's going for you. And guess what? There's one thing that every single one of us has, and that is opportunity. 2023 is an opportunity for greatness. So take the donut that we call life, take a bite, and in 2023, you'll see that the future's bright. Stay positive. And then the next quick tip is take God's hand. In Isaiah 41:13, God says, I am the Lord your God who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear. I will help you. Do not be afraid. Do not fear, for I myself will help you. So what are we saying here? What we're saying, or at least what I'm trying to say, or what I believe from what God says here, is this. Walk with God in prayer and connect with Him there. Study God's Word. That's where His voice is heard. So take God's hand. Next quick tip. Repent and do what you did at first. In Revelation chapter 2, the Ephesians had a radiant reputation for being rigorously righteous. They had it going on. Yet they no longer loved God above all. And so for them, in their hearts, God was a thing, but He wasn't everything. And so God counsels them, repent and do the things that you did at first. And I want to take heed of this and I want to pass it on to you as well. Let us all repent and do the things that we did when we first came to Christ with the motivation that we had when we first came to Christ. Next quick tip, open up to others. Some things that tend to hold us back and weigh us down in just in life as we're trying to go forward, there's some things that really weigh us down. And I'm going to mention three quick ones. Unconfessed sin, unresolved conflict, and unaddressed concerns. These things weigh us down. We're trying to get ahead, but they're holding us back. In Psalm 32, David says that when I kept silent, my bones wasted away. My strength was sapped. Then I acknowledged my sin to you and did not cover up my iniquity, and you forgave the guilt of my sin. And so that's why I say, open up. Open up to God and confess to Him, as David did right here. Open up to others and let them pray for you. They might have some advice, and it might be helpful. If you need counseling and therapy, go for it. And I'm not saying you have to go for counseling or therapy. I'm just saying that if you need it, then go for it. Let there be no shame in your game, because pleasing God is the aim. Sin will not succeed. Trauma will not triumph. And pain will not have the last word. You're too blessed to be stressed. So open up and let some encouragement in. Recently for me, I've had some wonderful life-giving conversations with brothers. And they've recommended for me books. They've recommended biblical tools for recovery from emotional trauma. I'll say this, opening up is a lifesaver. Next quick tip, note inspiring examples around you. I believe that we're surrounded by inspiration. We need only to take note. Open our eyes and see it. Open our ears and listen. There are many sources of inspiration around us. I think about people in the church, their lives and their testimonies. People from history or people in pop culture. Art in so many different forms can be incredibly inspirational. Music, poetry, painting, and dance. Movies, nature. There is no shortage of inspiration around us. Talk about nature. In Matthew, Jesus says, look at the birds of the air. He says, see the flowers of the field. Nature is God's canvas, and it reflects His glory, His beauty, and His power to make you radiant. So now, quick tip six, give yourself time. In 1 Timothy chapter 1, Paul says that in him, that is in Paul, Jesus displayed immense patience as Paul worked on making changes in his life. And so as God is patient with you, then you also be patient with you. You know, I think about a friend of mine, you know, he's in the church, and, you know, he just comes to mind, and he got baptized after 2 days of Bible study. So 2 days, all right, day one, Bible study. Day two, Bible study and baptism, 2 days. Now, I can also think of a friend of mine who got baptized after 2 years of being reached out to. And some have taken even longer. And so all I'm trying to say is, well, it might take 2 days for someone. It might take 2 years or more for someone else. So don't be in a rush. Give yourself time. And so if you take the first letter of each of these quick tips, S for stay positive, T for take God's hand, R for repent and do the things you did at first, O for open up to others, N for note inspiring examples around you, and G for give yourself time, you get strong. And so go in the strength you have. Let's look at another abridged passage. Like I said, you go back, read your Bible, you'll find that this is in there. I might have abridged it, but this is authentic, all right? For the sake of time, for the sake of space, and so we can get to the point, the one point that I'm trying to make out of millions of points that we can all derive from this passage. Judges 7, verses 24 to 25, and chapter 8, verse 4 to 12. Gideon and the men of Ephraim seized the waters of the Jordan. They also captured two of the Midianite leaders. Gideon and his 300 men, exhausted yet keeping up the pursuit of about 15,000 men, attacked, routing their entire army. Now this is victory. This is stunning and spectacular. 300 men routed 15,000 men that they were facing. Gideon at this point has gone from fearing the Midianites to fighting them and defeating them. Now this is victory. In 1 Corinthians 12, verses 13 and 26, it says that when one part of the body is honored, every part of the body rejoices with it. All right, so we are all baptized by one spirit. We form one body. And if one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. So there will be rejoicing in 2023. There'll be exciting things that happen in our lives, in the New Jersey Edge. And when one member of the awesome New Jersey Edge celebrates, the rest of the Edge congratulates. If a sister or brother gets engaged, we're all happy for them. If a sister or brother gets a pay raise, we're all excited for them, and they take us out to lunch. If a life team helps someone get baptized, we all share their happiness. When a sister's prayer or a brother's prayer is answered, we all praise God for that. These great victories will happen in 2023, and they will happen among the sisters and brothers in the New Jersey Edge. But note, victory does not only mean things going our way just because we pray. Victory is also when it's not that everything becomes easier, but that your faith to handle things gets stronger. That too is victory. I used to be one of the skeptics who looked down on the idea of Christians needing or seeking professional counseling or therapy. And that opinion of mine was uninformed. I was ignorant. Now, I go for counseling. I go for therapy. It's expensive because my insurance doesn't cover it. But you know why it's not so expensive? Because it's making such a difference, and I feel more equipped to handle my reality. It is victory when, in the face of challenges, your faith gets stronger, your skills get sharper, and your vision gets clearer. Remember this, EDGE, EDGE. It doesn't stand for every difficulty God eliminates. No, it doesn't mean that. All right. So we can put a big X right there. God does not eliminate every difficulty. That's not part of the plan. It's not part of the promise. Not here on earth. But EDGE does stand for every day God empowers. That is victory. When we connect with Christ, our Lord and Savior, and He empowers us to grow in our strength, grow in our capacity, grow in our love, our joy, our peace, our forbearance, our kindness, our goodness, our faithfulness, our gentleness, our self-control. That too is victory. Not that our circumstances get easier, but our faith to handle them gets stronger. So, how will we have victory in 2023? 1 Corinthians 15, verse 57, as I come towards wrapping this all up, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 57, it says, "Thanks be to God. He gives us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." God will give us victory. That's how victory is going to happen in 2023. God will give us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, go in the strength you have and claim victory in 2023. To emphasize that victory is in Christ, I leave you with this powerful song, "Believe for It." This song is my closeout, and so I say thank you for having me. Happy New Year. God bless the awesome, amazing, and incredible New Jersey Edge.
these chains will never break.